Welcome to Between Heaven and Earth, an internet radio talk show where we help you connect spirit and divine guidance. Lisa Kay, your host, brings you shows that can enhance and transform your life with tips and new ideas for more happiness, abundance, and better relationships. Lisa is an expert on intuition and can show you how to strengthen your inner guidance to empower yourself. Each show is positive and uplifting to inspire your day. Her guest speakers are specialists on self-help, positive thinking, spirituality, and conscious living. Be the best that you can be with Between Heaven and Earth, conscious living for your soul.
Hey, an angel blessing to everyone. I'm Lisa Kay, and I'm your host on Between Heaven and Earth. And today we're going to do something a little bit different. We're going to have two mini shows. One is called Your Intuition on Vacation, and the other is When Intuition is Wrong. And what we're going to do in the second half is we're actually going to do an intuition exercise and talk about, you know, what happens when you get a hit or what happens when you get a miss, and what do you do when you get that miss. It's a really important thing to be able to work with your intuition. And what do you do when you know it's right, how do you know it's real, how do you know when it's you making it up? So we're going to do that in the second half. Today I'm also broadcasting live on Facebook. You can go to my Facebook page at facebook.com/LMK88fans, and you'll see the live broadcast of the show. And today I'm going to be giving you intuition tips to strengthen your intuition and have a more intuitive life. So let's begin. Hi, I'm Lisa Kay, and this show is called How to Boost Your Intuition When You're on Vacation. Now, I wanted to talk about this topic because I just came back from Japan, where I visited Tokyo, Kyoto, and Nara. Maybe you've seen some of the videos out there on Facebook, on my Facebook page, and you can go there and look at facebook.com/LMK88fans. And we went to see like temples and shrines and the sites. Now, when you're on vacation, your intuition becomes your best travel buddy. And here's why. When you travel to a new place that you don't know very well, your intuition can help you find all kinds of things. For example, say you're looking for a restaurant and you've never been there before. You want to know, which place is the best place for me to go to get something that I like to eat. Now, sometimes I'm a picky eater and I want to make sure that, you know, I can find the right food for me. So I'll use my intuition to basically help me find a good restaurant. And the other thing you can do is help you find maybe the sites to see, or a place within a site. I have a story about that later. I'll tell you about that. Never know, your intuition can lead you down to a path of something really, really exciting. And, or maybe you're lost. That's actually happened to us. We were driving around in France, actually, and the GPS stopped working in the car, and so we had to use our intuition to get us back on track, and that actually worked. Now, even if you're in a place that you know, maybe you always go to, say, Jones Beach, or you always go to the same place for vacation, if you've been there once or twice before, there's still things about it that may be new to you or that you're not familiar with, or maybe something is different. There are always different people around, so you can still use your intuition. And again, I've got a lot of stories that I can share with you. I'll share one with you in a moment. And what I wanted to share with you in particular is that anytime you have an opportunity to make a decision, that's when you can use your intuition. And it often helps when your decision making isn't all that easy. So you might not know, like most decisions, we don't always know what to choose. We might have a lot of things to choose from. And whenever I'm in a quandary on what to pick, it even might be a choice, say, on the menu, or say video in the plane entertainment system. I always use my intuition. There was one time I went to a restaurant. It was a Spanish restaurant, and they served tapas. And tapas is little dishes. And the little dishes are little plates, they call it. And it's tapas, T-A-P-A-S, not topless. So it's a tapas restaurant. And it was all, basically the names were in Spanish, and I didn't really know what to pick. The descriptions were not terribly helpful, so I used my intuition to help me pick which one. And we'll talk a little bit about how you can do that. When you're presented with choices, there's always a opportunity for you to use your intuition. So let me go through the three steps that you can take to work with your intuition on vacation. And then I'll give you an example as I'm going through those steps on how you could do those steps anywhere. Actually, it doesn't have to be on vacation. It could be anywhere that you are. Perhaps you're trying to decide what movie to go to, and don't know too much about it, or maybe you're a simple thing. You might be deciding to pick a store to go to. You don't always have that much time. There was one time I'll give you another story. I was going down to, I had to buy shoes. I actually had to buy shoes for a wedding. I had traveled out to California to go to this wedding, and I brought heels, and they were kind of high, and I didn't realize when I got there that they were having the wedding outside and that they didn't have it was out in the grass, and the shoes I was wearing were not only with the heels, but they were satin shoes and satin pumps. And I was like, oh my gosh, I can't wear those in the grass. They're going to get ruined. So I had to go find shoes right away. And the wedding was in the afternoon, and I had to go shop in the morning. So I only had like an hour or two to go find shoes. And I have a lot of trouble finding shoes, mostly because either they don't fit my feet or they hurt my feet. So what I did was I drove to the mall, the nearest mall, and I asked for guidance and for help and asked my angels to come in. And I said, please help me find the perfect right shoes for this occasion. I got to find shoes they're going to be nice, that can go with my dress, but obviously don't have heels in them. So I'm walking through the mall. And I guess this is kind of like a vacation, but it was a place I'd never been before. And as I'm coming down, I thought, oh, how am I going to find something really quick? I know, I'll ask for guidance. I'll use my intuition, which is how you get your, quote, divine messages. And I had, as I'm coming down, I'm just kind of allowing myself to be open. Show me the best way to go. I don't know whether I need to be on the second floor or downstairs on the first floor. Just help me. And as I'm going down the escalator, my eye gets drawn to this shoe store. And I'm like, oh. And there happened to be a pair of shoes in there that were really sparkly. And I knew those weren't the one, but I couldn't stop looking at it. And the first thing I thought was, oh, that's not it. And the styles in there were so not me. It was more than trendy. It was a little bit out there. It was sparkly. It was things that, I don't know, you'd wear at a disco. I don't know if it was a disco, but you know, that kind of thing. But it was a little odd types of shoes, platforms and things that had metal buttons on them, and it was like, I can't wear those to a wedding. But I didn't have any time, so I thought, okay, that seems to be drawing me, I'm going to go with it. So I went, and I went into the store, and I looked around, and of course, there are all these strange shoes, and then something caught my eye, and it was a pair of sandals. And they were, they had white straps on them. It actually looked kind of nice. It looked like, and then I was worried about whether they'd have my size. They don't always have my size. And it turned out that that was the last pair, and that pair happened to be in my size. I put them on. They fit. They felt good. It was a flat pair of sandals. I knew I could wear that in the grass. And the white happened to match my dress, and I was shocked that that was, and I must have bought, and not only that, but they were on sale. They were like an incredible price. I was just so happy. So I'm glad. There's a good example of how I followed my intuition and was able to find a pair of shoes within a couple hours in a mall that I'd never been in, that matched my dress for this wedding, which it's actually also a dress I hardly ever wear. And I was ready to go, and it was on sale. So I followed my intuition. But the important thing with this is that, see, I followed it even though I thought, oh, that store is, hey, I'm not going to find anything in there. Those shoes, all the shoes that were in the window were really outrageous, something I would never, ever wear. And but I kept getting drawn to it and, you know, walking in there, looking around, again, being open. So I asked the question. I put it out there, please lead me to the right pair, the best pair, and just don't have any judgment. Just let things pop up at you. And I happened to be drawn to that part of the store. I felt like going in a particular direction, and I did. And voila, I found the shoes. So that was kind of cool. We're going to go to break. And when we come back, I'm going to show you another example. But I'm going to go through the steps that you're going to take to use your intuition when you're on vacation. So stay with us. We'll be back.
Conscious Media for Conscious Minds. Om Times.
The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for Schoolgirls project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
Every Tuesday on Living with Moxie, join Shefali Burns and Donna Martouge in conversations designed to take you to the next level, where we highlight ideas, resources, and strategies that provide you with the leverage you require to meet and exceed your business and personal goals. Each week on Living with Moxie, we will lead conversations related to success, achievement, fulfillment, and extraordinary, vibrant living. Are you ready to live with Moxie? Join us.
Me, a cat, moving in with a new human. It took a little getting used to. She has these weird games she likes to play, like this giant feather. She sticks it in my face. I swat it away. She sticks it in my face. I swat it away. It's almost like she thinks I enjoy it. But seeing how much fun she gets out of it, well, I guess it makes it all worth it. Humans.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
And welcome back. I'm Lisa Kay, and you are listening to Between Heaven and Earth. I'm continuing to do the Lisa Kay tips today. We are working on how to boost your intuition when you're on vacation. All right, so where do we leave off? So let's say you're out there and you're on vacation, and now I'm going to give you an example. And when do you have an opportunity to use your intuition? All the time. You always have an opportunity to use your intuition. So there are three steps that you can do to use your intuition to help you make a decision. And the first one, if you want, you can write this down. It'd be good for you to do that. The first thing is to shut off your judging mind and pay attention, pay close attention to things that draw you. It might be outside of you, externally. It might be a feeling, a color, a name, or maybe the item that you're looking at reminds you of something that you like. And this is what happened to me. I was on my recent trip out to Japan. I was checking out the videos on the in-flight entertainment system, and there were dozens and dozens of places to visit in Japan dozens of videos. But none of the places that were listed were familiar sites that I wanted to go see, in particularly Kyoto, and which is, you know, a little odd because Kyoto is a very popular tourist destination. So I was a little surprised that that I couldn't find any videos. So I wanted to actually show this to you. I know you're on the radio, you can't see it, but I do have people who are watching the video version of this. And I'll talk you through it, but the list that I scrolled through said things like Shikoku and Chubu and Kinki. They all sound a little weird, but those are places in Japan. And Kunisaki, they were none of them. It would just go on and on. Yagaji and Nobu's Japan, Hokkaido, Kanto, Gohan. And I just went on, and I was like, oh, what am I going to look at? The pictures didn't really help me at all. They had little, you know, icons that you could see. But one of the things that I always do, and this is what you should do, is when you get into the situation where you don't know what to choose, is you do the next step. And what I do is use my intuition to help me decide. So this is the second step. When you discover that you're having a hard time deciding with your, say, logic, you can turn to your intuition to help you. And it's really good practice. So this is what I did next. In this case, as I'm looking through that list, I was drawn to the one that said Nobu's Japan. And mostly it's because I know Nobu is one of the best sushi restaurants in New York City, and I really like sushi. But every time I scrolled past this one on the screen, I was slightly drawn to it with like some curiosity. Ooh, you know, gee, I wonder what it's about. But I skipped over it about three times and scanning the list, and because I really, really wanted to find a place that was in Kyoto. And I thought, all right, you know, I'll give up. And there are no locations listed that we're going to visit, because we already had, we had places like the Sanju San Gendo Temple and the Golden Pavilion and places like that. And I didn't even see places outside of Kyoto, which we were going to, like in Nara. So I thought I would use my intuition to help me pick something. And this is what you should do as well. You should always use your intuition to help you pick something. If you can't, you know, sometimes the choices that you have, it might seem, you know, that the choices are, say, all the same, or that it seems like they're a little blasé or mediocre, or you really don't know which way to go, what to pick. And so that would be the perfect time to use your intuition. So this is what you do. You ask your intuition, and I noticed that I kept going back to this particular video. And now it's also important to, this is number three. So the number three is let go and don't worry about the outcome, because you might be surprised at what awaits you. So the first thing is you want to shut off your judgment mind, pay attention to what draws you. Number two is when you start to see that your logic is having trouble, then turn off your logic and really go into your intuition. And number three is don't worry about the outcome. So what I did was I picked Nobu's Japan, and I was pleasantly pleasantly surprised, but I was a little shocked, and I'll show you. As the video started, I'm going to get to that. It was about Nobu, and he's the head chef of his own restaurant, and he was going to talk about creating a special, unique menu that by going to certain spiritual places in Japan. In this case, it was Kyoto, and here we've got Nobu and his partner chef, and this was the start of the video. But I was shocked. It was like, oh my gosh. And it was so cool. And the video gave me such a unique and interesting insight into the private Buddhist monastic life in Kyoto. It was probably better than any tourist video I could have picked. He talked about the sacred site of the oldest Tendai Buddhist temple in Japan in Kyoto, and the monks' life practices and their relationship with food. So when you consciously use your intuition to make decisions and explore things that are, say, unknown for you, you have to let go of judgment and take a chance and see where it takes you. You're never going to know unless you follow it. And this was a good, not only was it good to try, but it was also good to actually use as an exercise. So another thing that I did was, and I'll show you, and when you're on vacation, one of the things you can do is that if you're in a place where you went to a site, maybe you went to a park, or maybe you're going to visit a museum and you don't know where to go, what's interesting there, you can use your intuition. And you have to remember to do that. Remember to use your intuition. So, and I'm going to show you this. We were in Ueno Park, and we were looking for the shrine of the first shogun in Japan. And we actually got lost. And I have the map here, and I'm going to show those of you who are watching the video that this park is actually quite large, and it was not easy to find where we were going. And all the signs are in Japanese, so that makes it even harder. So we were walking down the main road, and something drew me to go down a side, smaller path, and it was really attractive. I, for some reason, didn't want to be on the main path anymore. It didn't feel, and I'm always being aware, I'm always paying attention to my feelings. I'm always aware of what's around me, and especially when I'm on vacation or I'm going to a new place, I'm absorbing what's around me. And you're probably doing that too, because you're in a new place and you're all eyes, you're all ears, you're looking all around you, you're trying to, and if you're not, you should be, so that you can really enjoy where you are. And what I find is that because you're on vacation, you don't have as much judgment because you're not so focused on trying to get where you're going. Maybe if you're in a park at home and you're with the kids, you're worried about the kids, you're thinking about dinner you're going to make later. But when you're on vacation, you tend to be a little more relaxed. You're a little more not worrying. Hopefully you're not worrying about making dinner. So you can just really zone into the holistic, the big picture of what's going on around you in your environment. And your intuition will, that's actually a characteristic of your intuition, is its ability to see the big picture. And it will guide you to things that that could be treasures. It could be really things that you might find really exciting. So if you're in a museum, or you're in a shopping mall, or you're in a, say you're in a park, and you're exploring, you want to know where to go, open up and don't try to use your thinking mind to decide where to go, but allow yourself to be open and see what draws you. It might be visual, it might be a feeling, it might be a smell that seems to attract you. And that's one way you can connect into your intuition, because that's the language of your intuition. It's the language of feelings and sounds and things like that. So we were in Ueno Park and couldn't find that Shogun's temple. So I thought, all right, well, we have plenty of time to get there. We don't have to be there at a particular time. And off the main road was this little side path, and I don't know, it looked kind of cozy, and I wanted to go. So I went down the small path, and we're walking along, and all of a sudden, I'm going to show you on the map. So actually, here was the main road, and there was a little side road here, and we happened to pass a Buddhist temple, and I didn't know that it was there. It turned out not to be the Shogun's temple, which it actually turned out to be better, and I wanted to show you the picture. So this is what it looked like. Those of you who are out there live, I'll post the video. You can see it later. But it was a pagoda, and it had the most amazing energy. And I couldn't help it. I was like really strong. And you guys know I'm an energy junkie. So I went up there, and it was quiet. There was a monk there, and he was tending the place. And it turns out that this is the shrine for a statue called the Daibutsu, and it's what was one of the largest bronze Buddha statues, and it basically, the head fell off in an earthquake, and the only thing that's left now is the head and the face, but it had the most amazing energy, and I loved it, and I'm always looking for great energy. So anyway, so that's my little story. It was wonderful. It was actually better. We did find the Shogun temple, and it was fine. It was pretty. It wasn't as nice as this. So if you're listening to this anywhere other than my blog, go to my website and get your intuition exercises at lmk88.com and learn how to do this. So thanks for listening. We'll be right back.
The Real Conscious Connection, Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Spiritual, metaphysical, green living, psychic, alternative healing, life coaching. Do any of these or similar terms apply to your business or cause? If so, you are in a niche market with a very specific audience. Conscious Gate PR is the world's leading conscious public relations agency. With a global reach of over 4 million and growing, we offer comprehensive media campaigns to our targeted market. Learn more at ConsciousGatesPR.com. Conscious marketing for conscious minds.
Circle of Hearts Radio is a sanctuary on the airwaves. Join me, Grandmother Elia, in the circle on Sunday, 2 p.m. Eastern, as I share information to both enlighten and nourish your soul.
I didn't know it would be so hard. It's easier to heal others than to heal myself.
If you or someone you know has a drug or alcohol problem, you are not alone.
Recovery was the hardest job I ever had, and the most important.
For information and treatment referral, call 1-800-662-HELP. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
And welcome back. I'm Lisa Kay, and you're listening to Lisa Kay Tips on Between Heaven and Earth. And we're also live on Facebook if you want to join us out there on facebook.com/LMK88fans. And and you can interact with me there because we're going to do an intuition exercise a little later in this half hour. And you can post what you're getting. I can give you some feedback, and it'll be interesting because there's no keyboard on my phone. Except to use my fingers. Okay, so let's get started. Hi, I'm Lisa Kay, and this show is called What to Do When Your Intuition is Wrong. Or basically, your intuition is not working, it's missing things, right? So we're going to talk about how to handle the misses. What do you do when your intuition is not right? So the real question here is when is your intuition really working and when is it not? Because it's not so much that your intuition is not working and it's not that your intuition is wrong. It's that you didn't get it quite right. And so the best thing to do is to know what the difference is between when you have a real intuitive message and when your thinking mind is getting in the way. And the only way you're going to do that well and be able to really know when it's real intuition and when your thinking mind is getting in the way is to practice. And a little later on in the show, we'll do an intuition exercise, and I'll show you how to do it, and you'll be able to kind of copy this and do the exercise again, on your own, which is great. People love intuition exercises. So let's talk a little bit about that, what your intuition being wrong. What's going on is that, and people say this, my thinking mind gets in the way. I can't tell whether it's me making it up or whether it's my real intuitive message. And those misses that you're getting is of what you think your intuition is telling you is oftentimes it's your misinterpreting what your message is really giving you. Now, again, practicing helps you discern the difference, and it's important because intuition speaks to us in a different language. It's not the language of words, or lots of words, I should say. It's not going to be a full description, and this is something that I teach and explain. There's a technique that you have to use to get your to work with your intuition, because your intuition is not your thinking mind. It doesn't work like your thinking mind. It's very quiet. It's very subtle. If you're not careful, you can miss the message. And so the best thing to do is to practice. And I'll give you a little bit of an example of how it might be. Let's say, mothers have a good connection with their children, and you're so connected to your child that you can hear when they're calling your name, even if they're in another room or if they're maybe crying. And it might be so soft that you could barely hear it, but the mother knows. And why does the mother know, or the parent, maybe the dad as well? It's because you're so tuned in, you're so practiced hearing that little voice here and knowing what it sounds like, that you can pick it up even if it's very, very quiet. And that's what you have to do with your intuition. You have to practice, practice, practice. And I tell my students this, and they all know. And some of them are with us out there in Facebook land, that you have to do, and lots of practice. And that's part of why I want to do this particular show today, because it does couple in with that question. Again, I get it all the time. I get people saying, oh, I have strong intuition. It's really great. But sometimes it's wrong. It wasn't your intuition. It was that something got in the way. Usually it's your emotion. Usually it's because you were thinking too hard about it or because you misinterpreted the message that you were getting. Because intuition comes in pieces. It comes in symbols. And we get a little piece, and then we try to deduce what that piece is. And you can't do that. What you have to do is gather lots of little pieces, and the pieces will start to form the understanding, the message for you. So like any skill, you have to practice. And so it's kind of like tennis or a sport. You have to learn how to hold the racket. You have to learn how to swing the racket. You have to learn where to put your feet. And you have to learn how to hit the ball. It's not something you can just pick up the racket and play and then you can win Wimbledon. You have to learn some technique and then you have to practice it. And then you can go play a game. Some people don't want to play. They just want to play the game right away and they don't do very well. So it's important, again, to have that technique. And I'll go over a brief example of a technique, and then we'll do the exercise, and we'll probably do it at the last half of this half hour, and I'll show you how to do that. Oh, and by the way, if you want to do more exercises on your own, you can go to my website at lmk88.com and sign up for my newsletter tips, my intuition tips, because what you're going to get is not only are you going to get tips from me on how to use your intuition for your love life and business and finding your soulmate, but you're going to get a booklet of 16 intuition tips you can do at home and or by yourself and be able to do just this technique. So here's an example of where you can actually use your intuition as exercise. I do this all the time. You are in the locker room, you know, maybe you're at a spa or you're at the gym and you're looking for an empty locker. Or here's a good one. You go to the doctor and you have to change into those stupid little gowns and they say, here's a bunch of lockers, you know, pick one and pick an empty one and put your stuff in it. That's a great place to practice your intuition. So you could ask your intuition, you know, which one's empty, and you pause and you see what pops up. And what may pop up, it might be your eyes go to a particular one, or maybe one looks attractive to you, looks a little brighter, or maybe there are numbers on them and you hear a number and the number will pop up in your mind. And you go with that. So that is, that's an example. Now, suppose you're practicing it and you get it wrong. So what do you do? Well, the best thing to do is let it go. It's practice. And even if you're not practicing, it's really good to let it go and not worry about it, because you want to reinforce the times when you got a hit, when things were, your intuition was right. And the more you do that, the more you're going to remember, oh, that popped up at me in a flash. I saw it and then I dismissed it. You get what you get and you don't get upset. And the next thing that's really important, especially if you're practicing with a partner or you're in a development group, is you got to keep your energy high and not let it go down. And I learned this from a wonderful teacher of mine. And she said to me, you know, Lisa, every time you get a hit, you feel good. And then when you get a miss, you let your energy drop. She said, don't let your energy drop. Just move on and, you know, you can say thank you, thank your angels, whatever it is, and go on to the next thing. So especially when you're practicing, just move on. Remember, if you mishit the ball when you're practicing tennis, you don't punish yourself. You just pick up another ball and you do it again, right? So here's a couple reasons why you might be getting misses. And this is something important. So you realize that what's coming, it may have been a correct intuitive message and you just are not developed in using it yet. So let's go over that, and then we will, after break, we'll do our intuitive exercise. So this happens all the time. People are looking for an answer. That's the number one reason why your intuition is often, quote, wrong, because you're expecting a particular answer and you're expecting a certain result. So you got to get rid of those expectations. You might misinterpret what your intuition is telling you. Now, remember, the information you're getting is something that it's like getting a message from someone outside of you. You don't know what they're going to say. So it's good. It may be something that you're not expecting or you don't know anything about yet. So when you get an intuitive message, the first thing is, and it doesn't seem quite right, and it's important to do this, but you don't want to dis it, D-I-S it. You don't want to discount it or dismiss it or discredit it. You just want to kind of hang on to it out there. It's like, well, all right, that didn't seem like it was right. I'll hang on. Maybe it'll get validated later. So a lot of things can cause this to happen. messages and meanings come from a wide perspective. Sometimes it's answering a different question than you had asked. And remember, we're often looking for, you know, you don't want to, we're looking for particular answers. So you have to be open, and you get what you get, and whatever comes, comes. Secondly, it may be something that you're not familiar with, and maybe the meaning will come later. Maybe somebody, a friend or a family member comes and talks to you about it, and then, oh, now I understand why I got that message. Now I know why I was drawn or I was sent to go in that direction. And so it could be that. And then the third thing is it might have something to do with the future, something that hasn't occurred yet. So that's why maybe you want to write it down, hang on to it. You don't know. It might be something that's coming along. Now, people often come to me and they say, oh, well, I know I'm getting some sort of intuitive message. It seems like I see a face all the time, or I hear a name. What you can do is write it down, put it aside, and see if it makes sense to you later. And one of the things I'll tell you quickly that I discovered, you have to learn sometimes what these symbols mean to you. And I think what I'll probably do is save that story for after the break, because we're coming up on break. But one of the things that's really important to understand is that messages that you're getting come in symbols. They come in feelings. They come in maybe it could be a physical or an emotional feeling, and it may be symbolic. So your eye might be drawn to a particular thing, particular color, or maybe something pops up in your mind, and you have to learn what that symbol is. And the only way you get to learn is to practice. And I'll tell you a story after the break on what I learned. I was actually out on vacation. Okay, we're going to go to break and we'll be right back. Then we're going to do our exercise. Stay with us.
Feed your soul with Waves of Consciousness on Om Times Radio. Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Om Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Hi, this is Sylvia Henderson, intuitive life coach and energy healer. Are you ready to elevate and rise way above your normal? Be sure to listen to my show, Intuitive Transformations, on Om Times Radio, Sunday evenings at 9 p.m. Eastern. Get the inspiration you need to transform your life.
Hey, Dr. Phil here. You know, I help people solve difficult problems every day, but one problem has me stumped: childhood hunger. Nearly 16 million children in America struggle with it. Luckily, the Feeding America network of local food banks collects surplus food, giving hope to hungry children and their families. But they need your help. Join me in supporting Feeding America and your local food bank at feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. I'm Lisa Kay, and we're talking about what to do when your intuition is wrong. And we're going to continue our second half here. So I was talking about learning about what your symbols are, what your messages mean. I was going to give you a quick story about how I found out what, you know, you can get intuition through feelings, through energy. And one of the things that I discovered is when I was out in Japan, I went to all shrines and temples. And shrines and temples are actually different. The shrines tend to be Shinto. The temples are Buddhist. And I go in there a lot of times when you go into these places of worship. There's a lot of energy there, and I love it because it's the energy of prayers, and the energy of prayers is very strong. But it was interesting that what I found was when I was in the Buddhist temples, what I felt was the energy was around my head and my shoulders, my upper body, and it went kind of through me. It was really nice. And I'll have to do another show on energy to kind of help you understand how to feel energy and how to work with it. When I went to the Shinto shrines, though, what I found was the energy was more in my legs. And we went to so many, it was good practice, over and over again, that I discovered it was very consistent. And there was one time I went to a place, I didn't know whether it was a temple or a shrine, and because sometimes it's a little hard to tell, they put them close together. And I walked into this place that had an altar, and I started to feel this buzzing in my legs, and I was like, wow, that's kind of cool. Oh, wait a minute. I wonder if this is a Shinto shrine. And I kind of walked back a little bit and took a look at the entrance, and I found that, yes, it was. So now I know that Shinto shrines give me energy in my legs, and Buddhists give me energy up around my shoulders and my head. So you got to learn what your symbols mean. And we got people out there on Facebook. Hi. We've got somebody from Denmark, and thank you for joining us. I would love to, I can actually ask my son on how to pronounce your name because he speaks Danish. Can you believe that? All right, side note. So we've got about 10 minutes. Let's go to our intuition exercise. So we're going to do an exercise right now. And again, if you're out there on Facebook, you can join me at facebook.com/LMK88fans, F-A-N-S. And if you're listening to the recording, I'm going to give you all the information so you can validate what you're getting for yourself. So this exercise, and it's going to be quick because I don't have a lot of time on the radio. But, you know, it's good to do quick readings, quick energy, quick intuition exercises. Don't let your thinking mind get in the way. What we're going to do today is we're going to use a newspaper headline. And you can do this for yourself. I learned to do it just kind of by mistake. I was, I listened to the Today Show in the morning, and, you know, they always do teasers. They always say, coming up, three men or three people end up in, you know, dire straits, and then you don't know what they're talking about. See what happens, and you got to go, what is that? I wonder what that is. So you want to go stay tuned for what the story is about. Well, what I did, I took the opportunity, and you can do this too, to use the headline to ask my intuition, what is that about? Can I get information intuitively? You can use newspaper headlines and try to get details with your intuition of the story before you read it. Don't read, don't cheat, right? You could go to news.google.com and get some headlines. So this is how you do the exercise. I don't have time to go through the technique. You have to use a technique. I found that's the best. If you do it randomly, you're not going to get good results. But we'll go over a brief technique. And what you need to do is get something to write on or write with. So hopefully have that with you. And I'm going to give you I'll read to you the headline of an article. And you're going to ask your intuition, not you, not your thinking person, but your intuition is is the way you get messages from your higher self, your angels, the other part of you that is intuitive. You're going to ask that part of you, your intuition, questions about this headline to see if you can and see what it responds with. Your intuition will always respond. So first, Here's the technique. It's very quick. Pose your question to the intuition. That triggers it. Then you have to be open for the answer. And then you collect the impressions that you're getting. You have to be open, no thinking, no judging, and you collect the impressions that you're getting. So it might be a pop-up feeling, a word, a sound, images. We talk a lot about that in the course that I teach on how things come to you, the different varieties of ways. But, you know, this should work for now for you. And then you take those impressions and you write them down. And it's very important that you write them, because I found that if you try to just share them right away, sometimes your ego and your editing mind gets in the way, and we don't want to edit. And then as you get an impression, you might ask another question about what you received. You know, I see a rubber tire. Why am I seeing that? And then that triggers your intuition to give you more clues, because it's speaking in clues, and you have to gather the clues, and it will eventually form a message for you. So I'm going to guide you through this, and hopefully we'll have some responses out there on Facebook, and I can kind of show you how to walk through this. So I'll guide you, I'll help you ask the questions, and then I want you to pause and be open. As things pop up in your head, write them down. No matter how nutty you think they are, I want you to write it down. Do not edit anything. Write it down. And you might be very surprised. Actually, the hits that I got that were really the most amazing were the ones that I thought were the most outrageous thing. So are you ready? If you're out there on the chat, type it in and let me know you're ready to go. Okay. So here we go. So the newspaper headline is, couple call the cops on their crazed cat. A lot of C's there. Couples call the cops on their crazed cat. So now, what is this article about? It's a real article. Now don't cheat. Don't go Google it. You know, wait till later. So you ask in your mind these questions, ask your intuition. So however you do that, here are some of the questions you can ask. What color is the cat? Is it male or female? And as you ask, you pause and you see what pops up. You write it down. Is the cat male or female? Where does this couple live? Is the couple a man and a woman, two men, two girls? Why did the couple call the cops? What was the cat doing that was crazy? What happened? And maybe what is the name of the cat? See what pops up. If you're live out there on the chat and Facebook, type in some of the things that you're getting. I know we don't have a whole lot of time here. We've got about exactly 3 more minutes. So I know, you know, you're probably getting things, and you can type them in and we'll go through what you got. And then I will do the reveal. If you're listening on the archive, what you can do is you can write all these things down as you're getting it. Wait for things to pop up. You trigger your intuition with a question. You see what pops up. You have to be open. That's really important. And Joan, she got Cat is Sad and Singing He is Blue. Joan, the blue is huge hit. Huge. Remember, you get what you get and you don't get upset. I don't know about the sad part. The singing, I like Singing He is Blue. She said Cat is Sad and Singing He is Blue. So that's awesome. And I'll give you a few more seconds to write some things and throw it up in the chat room. And so what you can do, John, I'm going to help work her through this. She said she got Cat is Sad. So what you can do is go back, ask your intuition, sad. Why is he sad? Or I'm going to ask you, Joan, how did you get the sad? What was, was it a feeling? Was it a word? How did you get that? And Dorothy from Denmark got Gray Cat Misty. That's another big hit. And you can ask also your intuition, Misty, what is that? Is that the name? Or if it is, is there anything else I need to know about this cat? What is it I need to know? Joan says she got a feeling. Okay, feeling. Now remember, when you get your hits, celebrate them, right? I got the serve in the box. Yes, yay, because it's going to help reinforce your remembering how you got that. And if you missed something, just let it go. Don't worry about it. Okay, we're good. You guys are doing good here. Let's see if you're picking up anything else. And Joan and so I wish I could. I knew how to pronounce your name. I have to call my son and ask him. He'll get it right. Ms. Gustafson. Anything else you're getting out there? We've just got a few more seconds. Let me do a quick reveal on just those few things. And if you want, you can go Google. I'll give it to you again. A couple call the cops on their crazed cat. It was in the New York Post. So you can go Google that and find out more. But it was a Russian blue cat. So Joan, you got the blue. And the color of the cat was gray. So we're at the end of our show. That was a quickie. I hope you enjoyed the exercise and some of the tips you did. If you're listening to this anywhere else other than, say, my blog or my website, go to my website, lmk88.com, to get more tips there. Thanks for listening. We're going to be back next time. Bye, everybody.